France took up the rotating EU presidency on Tuesday amidst increasing concerns over the fate of the Lisbon Treaty. Polish President Lech Kaczyński unexpectedly announced he would not sign the treaty following its rejection by Ireland. And there is concern over the stance of Germany and the Czech Republic, where lawmakers have asked their constitutional courts to review the document, delaying its ratification. President Sarkozy pulled out the big guns on Monday night, saying that France would make the treaty's ratification its top priority and dealing the Czechs a sharp rebuke for delaying the process, especially in view of their pending EU presidency. Czech officials, who are expected to cooperate closely with France in meeting long-term EU goals, have reacted coolly to the criticism, saying it was unwarranted. I asked political analyst Jiří Pehe whether this latest crossfire and the two countries' differing views could hamper close cooperation on EU ground.
I don't think it will negatively affect the relations between France and the Czech Republic. I think what those politicians, not only in France, who are campaigning for completing the process of ratification, say is that it is important for the European Union to know whether we have 26 countries in favor of the Lisbon Treaty and one country against, or whether the score is, let's say, 24-3. That is an extremely important piece of information, because that also will determine whether any future treaty which would replace the Lisbon Treaty should be pretty much the same or similar, or whether it should be something totally different. And this is why I think the French are pushing for further ratification.
President Sarkozy, on a recent visit to Prague, attempted to convince Czechs to move Czechs to speed up the ratification process. He failed, basically. Now he has reiterated his decision to make this a priority, to continue to push in this direction. How do you think it will affect the two countries' cooperation within the EU in the coming 6 months?
Well, I think that the Czechs, of course, will not like being pushed by the French. On the other hand, the Czech Republic is not in a very good position. It is a small country. It is a junior member of the European Union, and it is a country that is one of the greatest receivers of funds from the richer members of the European Union. So it is not in a very strong position with regards to fending off criticism from a more experienced, richer and stronger member of the European Union. It can, of course, cause a partial cool down in French-Czech relations, but in the end, I think that Czech politicians will listen carefully to what the French are saying, simply because the French certainly have a potential to isolate the Czech Republic in the European Union, and this would be something that Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek or other politicians don't want ahead of the Czech presidency.
And how would you assess the chances of the Lisbon Treaty being approved in the Czech Republic in the foreseeable future?
I think that the chances of ratifying the Lisbon Treaty in the Czech Republic are quite high. In fact, Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg said in reply to the French criticism that he doesn't understand what this criticism is all about, simply because the Czech Republic basically said that if the Constitutional Court in the Czech Republic rules that the treaty is in line with the Czech Constitution, we will move ahead with the ratification of the treaty.
Political analyst Jiří Pehe, and we'll be hearing more on the subject of the Lisbon Treaty in Talking Point coming up later on in the